Governor Larry Hogan has ordered all Maryland residents to stay home starting at 8 o'clock tonight. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that disobeying the order is a misdemeanor, and that could mean up to a year in jail, a fine of up to $5,000, or both.
Last week, Hogan closed all non-essential businesses, banned gatherings of more than 10 people, and encouraged people to stay home unless they have a specific essential reason to be out, like going to the grocery store. But there have been reports of people ignoring these instructions, so today Hogan got tougher.
This is a deadly public health crisis. We are no longer asking or suggesting that Marylanders stay home. We are directing them to do so.
He told Marylanders to reschedule all non-essential appointments. Don't take public transit if you can avoid it. Don't travel outside the state unless you have to. And if you do, quarantine yourself at home for 2 weeks when you get back. Residents are not locked in their homes, Hogan said, but they should use common sense to minimize interactions with other people.
We want people to have to go out and get food. They need to get prescriptions. You should be able to get outside for your own physical and mental well-being and go for a walk and take your dog for a walk. You should not be going out with a crowd of 100 people congregating at a park somewhere.
Hogan announced the new restrictions together with numbers showing a rapidly growing infection rate. By Monday morning, Maryland had more than 1,400 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and several places have seen outbreaks, including a nursing home in Carroll County. Hogan said the epidemic poses a particular risk in Maryland because it's home to many federal agencies, including the National Institutes of Health and the Food and Drug Administration, which are key to fighting the virus.
And a major outbreak among our critical federal workforce could be catastrophic, crippling the national response.
Hogan acknowledged that today's order could result in more businesses closing their doors. Still, he said, those businesses that stay open should try to cut down on in-person staff. To buffer some of the impact, he said he is increasing the amount of money in the layoff aversion fund he announced a week ago to help keep small businesses from having to cut employees. He said the State Department of Labor has already received more than 1,500 applications for grants from that fund.
And I realize that this is incredibly difficult on everyone in our state, but I want people to know that we have been through difficult challenges before and that we are going to get through this together.
On the medical front, Hogan announced new testing sites at vehicle emissions inspection stations in Glen Burnie, Waldorf, and Bel Air, and at FedEx Field in Landover. Fran Phillips, the Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the State Department of Health, emphasized that the state still has a limited number of testing kits. She said these testing sites are not meant for everyone.
This is for at-risk people with symptoms of the disease who will not be tested in emergency rooms or in crowded physicians' offices. The point of these test sites is to pull people away from those healthcare facilities, to spare the emergency rooms.
To get tested at one of these sites, residents need an appointment made through a medical provider. For everyone else, Phillips pressed social distancing.
When this crisis is over, and one day it will be over, we will look back at this time in our lives as a particularly extraordinary moment. When we look back, we have to be able to say that we did everything we could to save lives.
She called the virus sneaky because it spreads very easily, but it can be days before someone knows they are infected. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.